Saturday, and we're live on RBN. And guess who this is? Deanne. And it's Late Night with Deanne. Again, another Saturday, another weekend. And in Chicago, we got a blizzard monster thing, or whatever you want to call it, rolling in as we speak. 2 days of real nice weather, and then lo and behold, another blizzard, or whatever you want to call it. And then there's things that are happening in the news, things that you need to know about. And anyway, I'm going to have a special guest on, two of them, to talk about this issue that happened in the news. But beforehand, I had talked to, and next week my guest will be a woman who's the sister of George Harrison, the Beatle. She will be on RBN next week, so tell everyone you might know out there. She's going to be on talking about her her brother, his death, his works, and her band. Should be a very good interview. Sorry about the cough. And then also, by the way, tomorrow is George Harrison's birthday. And she's going to be on the radio this morning at 7 o'clock on a station in New York, and she's going to be talking about George Harrison and his career on Q104.3. Oh, I'm sorry, 104.3. That has never happened before. Let me try to clear my throat. But anyway, she's going to be here, and she's going to be on at 7 a.m. in the morning in New York with the songs from the Beatles and her band. That should be a good talk. And then next week, here on RBN. Today, I had gotten some information last week. It was very disturbing about Oklahoma City. And a affidavit that came out from Nichols from his prison cell. It seems as though that he, within his testimony, stated that Timothy McVeigh was the agent for government. Timothy McVeigh was the agent for the government. And this information was brought out before here by my guest. It was on my show, and it's been on my show for several years on and off between Truth Radio here, John Peeler, John Gary Peeler. John Gary Peeler was FBI, BATF, and CIA agent who was a gentleman that tried to warn people of what was going to happen in New York, but he was also working undercover in regards to the fact that there was something really strange going on in Oklahoma City, a gathering of guns and weapons and hate groups coming together. He went undercover through the Ku Klux Klan, and he came in contact and worked very closely with Timothy McVeigh. Anyway, he's going to be a guest on the program today. And we also have another special guest. Her name is Janie Coverdale. She lost two of her grandchildren in Oklahoma City. We're going to be talking to them and my co-host, John, when we return after this break. Let's talk.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, we're back, and we're live here, and it's Deanne. You can find me also on truthradio.com Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, folks, if you want to call me, my number is 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171 is a direct line to me. If you want to email me, it's danne.burley@gmail.com. It's danne.burley@gmail.com. And if you want to make a contribution to my show, you can do it through PalTalk. PayPal. PalTalk is where I have my friends that listen to the broadcast. So if you're listening from PalTalk, hi. If you want to make a donation again, go to PayPal and just put my my email in, deanne.burley@gmail.com. Also, if you want to call into this broadcast, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And also, folks, I just wanted to share something with you about this show. And I think you need to share this to everyone you know. It's very disheartening to hear the factors of what had just transpired. On the 21st, if I'm correct, there's also two affidavits that went through. One was from from Nichols himself, who's in jail, who was a perpetrator allegedly tied to the bombing of Oklahoma City. And in this affidavit, he came forth and said that a lot of information, and one of the big startling facts was the fact that he stated that Timothy McVeigh was indeed an agent. And Timothy had blurted out that he was involved with another higher-level FBI agent. And the higher-level FBI agent was the one that was orchestrating this and telling him basically what needed to be done to take down the building in Oklahoma City. Now, the thing is that it's astounding that within this affidavit, there was two different people that had two different affidavits confirming this fact that also John Peeler also confirmed that Timothy McVeigh was an inside agent. Now, the interesting thing on this is once this information was pulled out and brought into the attention of the authorities down in Utah, they gagged it up. Gagged it up. Didn't want nobody to know anything about it. Didn't want anybody, the public, to hear anything. They put a seal on it, closing down that level of investigation. Now, why would they do that, folks? Why is it if there's cases that show that there is improprieties and the possibility of contacts and connects with federal agents, why are these cases being gagged up? We have that one, and we also have the thing with Sybil Evans, gagged up. And there were a number of other people I've had on my show, gagged up. All these cases deal with drugs, money laundering, deaths, and the corruption, racketeering, and everything else tied into government officials, agencies, and things like that, and they gagged this up. Now, there's another little twist to this. Now, John Peeler came forth with information evidence, and because he came forth, they have his son locked up down in Arkansas, locked up with a life sentence, no parole, no blood, no forensic evidence, nothing. It was showing that there was a crime scene or a murder. His son's got a life sentence down there in Arkansas, and the governor down there in the state of Arkansas refuses to relinquish or investigate this case, and anybody that goes near it, they get harmed. They shut Peeler up. Shut him up. And he's going to be on this broadcast. Then we have also, as our second guest, a very courageous woman that happened to have a situation that was something that is heart-rending. How would you feel if you took your two beloved grandchildren and took them to daycare in a building you considered the most safest building to take your children, a building that's filled up with government agents, you know, people that would be there that if anything happened in that building, they should have been on red alert and be able to take care of whatever situation might occur. This woman, Janie Coverdale, brought her two grandchildren to the building in Oklahoma City and dropped him off in daycare. She never saw him again. Then she walked away from the building. The building blew up and her grandkids were killed. Now imagine how you would feel having something like that happen. That is the biggest nightmare that anyone could have. Your beloved little kids killed in the building that you thought was highly secure, highly protected. Why? Why is it that, from that day, she's been working diligently to get this information out that something wrong is with this, and nobody will listen to her? She took it to the president then, President Bill Clinton. She took it to everybody in Congress and Senate and every place else she can think of, including the NAACP. Nobody would touch it. Nobody helps her. Why? There was about 171 men, women, and children that all perished on that day, on April 19th, in that building. And the most heart-rending stories you could ever imagine. And the only thing they got, by the way, is a tax write-off. Why? Red Cross and the other agencies came in, FEMA, I think they got $500, and that was it for furniture. There was one building that was very close by that got damaged. That's it. Now, there was another woman that had a situation. Her husband was across the street, not even attached to that building. He was on the third floor in that morning in that building across the street, and the camshaft of the yellow Ryder truck blew off, blew through the window where he was. He sustained a head injury, but he was waving at people as he came out of the building, but he'll be all right. 6 hours later, he disappeared, never showed up in the hospital right after that. When he did show up in the hospital, it was the most extraordinary case of who knows what. They said that they took him into surgery to try to relieve the swelling, but when he came into the room where his wife ended up looking at him, his head ballooned up. He had a real strange, pale look to him. He had odor to his body. And then less than a half hour later, while she was in the room with him, his body shrunk up to half its normal size, and his face and body turned to a putrid yellow color. And then he died. And that doesn't sound like just from a head injury. And there were other cases of people later on coming down with basically cancer. There's proven evidence there's something wrong with this, you know, that these people came down with cancer. What was going on? Now, I'm not going to talk further. I'm going to bring my guest up. We're going to go into a break very soon, but I'm going to introduce them because I want you to hear their stories. One is John Peeler, John Gary Peeler. John Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Deanne, by the grace of God, and I'm trying to get right with God now. I did work for the New World Order in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm. The only mistake you made in the introduction was I was not a gentleman, and am not now. You know, I don't claim to be that. But everything else you said is totally true. And the deal is you need to write a book about it because it's stranger than a lot of the fiction that the government puts out. The whole bizarre case is just totally bizarre and was planned for a number of years before it happened.
Well, how about far back would you say that this thing was planned?
Okay. The covenant, the sword, and the arm of the Lord was busted April the 19th, 1985, 10 years before the bombing. And the reason they were busted up in the Ozarks of Arkansas is they were getting ready to attack the Murrow Federal Building. Richard Wayne Snell, one of the leaders of the Phineas Priesthood of the Invisible Empire of the Knights, the Ku Klux Klan, he was the one that started it years ago, and there was a book out even before that called The Turner Diaries. In The Turner Diaries, a book that is put out by the Aryan Nation, the Klan, and different organizations and so forth, that Tim McVeigh would sell you, and if you didn't have the money, he'd give you a copy of it. But he was a good federal agent doing his job just like I was doing, and the deal is he was the patsy for the deal. Thank God I wasn't there that day like they wanted me to be, or I would have been one of the patsies too along with him. But, you know, one of the original patsies that was chosen was a young guy named Mike Ash, a gunsmith here in Arkansas, lives up toward Mayflower, Arkansas. But he didn't work out because early in the game he figured out what was happening. But let me tell your listeners and your people on the program one thing. All the time that I was planning the Oklahoma bombing with the federal agents and so forth and talking to all these radical organizations, I was told all along, I was told that they would wait up till the deal was going to happen, and they were going to get the truck with a bomb in it, and no one was going to be harmed. And I was told that all the way up to the time it happened.
Now, in 1985, why was it that they were planning on bombing the building? What was in the building?
Okay. That's the most an old federal building, and it's the most racially diverse one of the most racially diverse in the United States. Blacks, Native Americans, Indians, different people of different nationalities and races.
Well, we have to stop you here for a minute. We'll be back after this break with John Gary Peeler, former FBI, CIA, BATF agent, and we will bring our other guests up when we return. Call us 800-313-9443.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne. Our Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com and folks Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. What is going on with our government? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there is evidence that there should be a major investigation of all these different cases before and after September 11th, and nothing at all, nothing. Just hidden cases, things that are being gagged up. And we're here talking with John Gary Peeler, our first guest, in regards to this nightmare that happened in Oklahoma City. He was a former BATF, FBI, and CIA agent that was working undercover through the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And, John, you were saying back in April 1985, this thing was already in motion.
It had been going for a few years then. And the deal is, Richard Wayne Snell, the guy that planned it, finally they caught up with him, different agents and agencies, and he was executed at about 6:30 p.m. April the 19th, 1995, when they woke him up at about 5:30 that morning of the Oklahoma bombing. His last request was he wanted to watch Channel 7 TV in Arkansas because he wanted to watch the Oklahoma bombing, is what he told the guards and different people. because he's the one that came up with the original plan right out of the Turner Diaries.
Now, there is an issue, too, that I just want to ask you about. Now, there was, according to current testimony, there was two affidavits that were signed by Terry Nichols and another gentleman that was there being housed in Utah. And both his affidavits said that Timothy McVeigh was an agent working undercover, but said that he was answering to a high-level FBI official. Do you happen to know who that might have been?
I don't know exactly which agent he was. I know that Glenn Jordan and Bill Buford with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives had met with him at different times and so forth, and met with me and so forth. And there was a female agent named Carol Howe, and she was known in Elohim City as the poor little rich girl, and she was working undercover as agent of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosive Materials.
What was her name again?
Her name was Carol Howe, H-O-W-E.
Is that the one that was going with the one of the people out of the Aryan Nation?
That's correct.
And she was going undercover?
With a guy named Dennis the Menace Mahon, M-A-H-O-N, Mahon, who was one of the guys with Aryan Nation. That is correct.
In her particular case, they were going to get her for like almost 20 years. She was rich, and they were going to get her for 20 years for drug charges. And they convinced her to work undercover to basically infiltrate and go with this guy.
That is correct. That's what I've been told, and that's what I've been led to believe. But whether she was an agent or informant is a lot of it up in the air, which direction she was, because the deal is no charges were ever filed against her. And she even got, on her left arm, on her shoulder, she got a huge tattoo. I bet it was 4 inches across of a huge swastika to prove that she was in with them and serious about it. She got this huge tattoo that was just a hideous tattoo, very poorly done, on her arm. I mean, you know, and she was a good-looking blonde-haired lady, just a really nice-looking lady, and she was from a good family and so forth, I was told. And she got into it with them, and she filed all kind of reports. I've seen copies of some of her reports that she filed to the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. She filed reports saying that the Oklahoma bombing, they were considering it, they were getting ready for it, they were planning on for it at Elohim City. It was going to happen.
Now the whole thing with the Aryan Nation happened to be because of the situation, because of the multi-level racial aspect of the building. But there was more to this than met the eye.
That's correct. Because, and also, that was the Oklahoma was the one that was coming after Elohim City. Elohim City is right across the border in Oklahoma, and they were the ones that were coming against them and giving them a lot of grief and so forth. And that's the ones they wanted to get.
Now, the other thing, now, on this this huge nightmare complex, now, they knew that they were going to take this building out from 1985. So, you know, they had already pre-planned who was going to be in the building and who wasn't. You know, they had collateral damage already estimated to do this thing. And there were a lot of people, like judges, that did not have their children in the daycare center. There were other people that did not show up for work. What do you know about that? Do you have any information on that at all?
Sure. There were the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosive Office. The whole office left that day, including the secretaries, went to the firearm range for training. The secretaries don't go to the fire. They have to leave someone at the office. One of the ATF agents, I forget which one, said that he was in the elevator and said that he was with an FBI agent and they were hanging out at the office, BATF office. But they said they were in the elevator at the time of the explosion, and a guy named Oscar Johnson, who worked for the elevator company, I've listened to guys talk to him and so forth, and some of my friends talked to him, and he said if they were in the elevator that day, they would have been history. So they finally recanted their testimony and said, no, they were not in the building. No, they were not in the elevator when the explosion went off. But at first, they told the news media and everybody that they were.
Now, I'm going to ask you another question when we come back, and we're going to bring our second guest up, because I know she has a lot of things to add to this. And I'll call us 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this commercial. Everybody's looking.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back and we're live, and callers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're here with our guest, John Gary Peeler. His son is locked up in Arkansas prison because of the fact that he has come out and talked too much. They locked his son up with there is no body, no forensic evidence, no weapon, no crime scene, no blood, nothing. No body, nothing. On a life sentence for murder. The corpse doesn't exist. His son is still in jail, been in there for 10 years now. But the whole thing is that this is how this government is doing, folks. Why is it going on like that? We are, our tax dollars is going towards tyranny against people. Why is this going on? Why is it that we have no one in Congress, Senate, or anyone investigating these criminal activities that are going on? Now, John, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to bring my other guest up. The Arab alleged connection, the Islamic connection. Now, there were people that were down there in Oklahoma City, various other places, and they were so-called Muslims using code covered names of Muhammad this and that and the other. Tell us about that.
Okay, Terry Lynn Nichols, what he did, he got $1 bills. The Klan was doing very badly in the Aryan Nation and so forth. So they joined up with Islamic Muslim terrorist organizations and so forth, and some of the Muslim terrorist organizations were really other undercover agents pretending to be terrorists. Some of them were real terrorists. He went to the Philippines. Terry Lynn Nichols met with real terrorists. They did bomb training with him there. He got $1 American currency, Federal Reserve notes, and had them. They bleached them out, reprinted them as $100 Federal Reserve notes, and brought them back. And that's one reason they were able to finance a lot of this stuff. And meanwhile, Martin Keating, the younger brother of Governor Frank Keating, wrote a book in 1991 called The Final Jihad. In The Final Jihad, homegrown terrorists sign up with Muslim terrorists in a terrorist network in Oklahoma City. And the key character bad guy in this book is a guy named Tom McVeigh. And they arrest a terrorist on a minor traffic violation by a highway patrolman. I mean, you know, this book was just dead on the money, and it was written in 1991. He knew exactly what was going to happen, how they were going to program the whole thing. They swore to me, Bill Buford, Glenn Jordan, agents of the Secret Service, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, all these people swore to me that they were going to let the bomb be built, let the bomb be delivered. But they were going to bust the Ryder truck. It would had to be on Patriots Day, 9:02 a.m., April the 19th, the first day of the first shot of the first battle of the American Revolution, the KKK High Holy Day, and it had to be a yellow Ryder truck because the Gadsden flag of the American Revolution was a yellow flag with a rattlesnake on it that says, "Don't tread on me."
Now, there was also a thing, too, with Timothy McVeigh, him going to a club called Lady Godiva.
That's correct.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, the Lady Godiva Club is a stripper club, to put it nicely. But anyway, he went there, and he went there with a German guy, and I'm trying to think of the German name. The German guy was Andreas Strassmeier. He went there with Strassmeier, and there were some ladies at the, well, I use the term loosely, there were some women at the club that reported that one of their customers said that he was going to be a big man, he was going to be a famous man in a couple of days because everybody was going to read about him in the newspapers and television and so forth, and the lady that made that report allegedly committed suicide later on.
Kind of like the McDougal case,
Exactly like my good friend Kathy Ferguson, who they alleged at first that I murdered her, the Secret Service, because I was FOB, friend of Bill at one time, Bill Clinton, and they tried to allege that I murdered her, and then they decided to say that it was a suicide in the Clinton Chronicles.
How did she die?
She was a right-handed, she alleged, a beauty contest winner and a nurse. She allegedly shot herself in the back left-hand side of the head with a handgun, and she never owned a handgun in her life.
Amazing. Anyway, I'm going to bring my second guest up. Her situation is just heart-rending, and to get over this, it's very difficult, and not to mention the children's father. Yeah, of course, yeah. Elijah Coverdale, I was just a baby. He was just 2 years old. And his five-year-old brother, Aaron, were in the building, going to the daycare center. The grandmother took them to the daycare center, the most protected building you would imagine. And she brought them up there, and she left, and the whole building blew up. And they were dead, and the father walked the streets holding pictures of his children, asking everyone that he ran into if they had seen his children. Can you imagine how that is? Children dying and blown up in a building. No way on earth should this case not be totally investigated. And it has not to this day. And we're talking about a case from 1995. Anyway, my guest on the show, a wonderful, courageous woman, has been fighting this battle. Her name is Janie Coverdale. Janie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Janie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, I, you know, have you on with John Gary Peeler, and I think you heard, I hope you heard the conversation so far.
Yes,
and
I wanted
your, you know, opinion. I wanted you to discuss what you feel happened on that day. Okay. Number one, I want to tell you who that FBI agent is that Timothy McVeigh was supposed to be working with. His name is Larry Potts. And he was supposed to be the number two man under Louis Free. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
All these people, you know, I wasn't in the hierarchy. I was just one of the Indians, not one of the leaders now.
And anyway, you know, I attended Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols' trials in Denver. And the more I heard, the more testimony I heard, the less I believed. And when Roger Moore got on the witness stand and testified that Terry Nichols came in his house with a gun, laid the gun down, tied Roger Moore up, and robbed him, I definitely didn't believe that because Roger Moore is a big man. Terry Nichols is a little man.
That was an insurance job, ma'am.
I know. I've read these two declarations. One is by Terry Nichols, who's incarcerated in Florence, Colorado. The other one is by David Paul Hammer, who's on death row in Indiana.
Well, you know, there's one thing I want to explain, too, about John Gary Peters. Peeler. What happened, too, and John, if I'm wrong, please correct me. You came in through a different level of agency, and you came through the Ku Klux Klan, whereas Timothy McVeigh came through another agency. And at one point, neither gentleman knew that they were a part of these agencies. Is that right, John?
That is correct. But we finally convinced each other that we were both members of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of Ku Klux Klan. And when I showed him my ID that I had joined and been approved as a member on 9:02 a.m., April the 19th, 1990, by J.W. Farrens, and I had my signed card, he accepted me then. I showed him my challenge token and my card. He accepted me, and it was good old boy week, and we were discussing, you know, logistics and how it was going to happen. But at first, we both thought we were undercover agents, which we both were.
Now, did you know Potts at all?
I've met him, but he was not one of the guys. I was undercover. I tried to meet with as little of these people as I could, especially not the people in the hierarchy. And like the lady said, he was way up near the top, and I was way down near the bottom.
Now, Janie, can you continue what you were talking about here? Because I'm trying to tie all this together to show that there is enough evidence supporting that there needs to be a special prosecutor appointed to this.
Okay, I was talking about David Paul Hammer and Terry Nichols.
Uh-huh.
Okay, David Paul Hammer is on death row in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was on death row with Timothy McVeigh. The only two things that David Paul Hammer and Terry Nichols have in common is that they are both in prison and they both knew Timothy McVeigh. But yet, they both wrote those declarations and they are almost identical.
And both of them had statements in it alleging that Timothy McVeigh was a special agent.
That's right, that he was recruited by an agent, a federal agent, to blow up the federal building.
Now, there was also a report, from what I understand, too, that this Potts gentleman and McVeigh made a different bomb than the one that everybody was reported that was used. It was a much stronger, more sophisticated bomb. But the thing is, it's interesting, is that there had been reports that Timothy McVeigh had botched many attempts of making bombs himself. Is that not right, John Beeler?
That is correct. But the deal is, there was at gun shows, at Klan meetings, at rallies, they were laughed at him that he had never made a bomb successfully. He had never made a bomb that was a success that went off. And people would laugh about that. Terry Lynn Nichols did get training in the Philippines. He didn't know how to make a successful ammonia nitrate fertilizer bomb. But Tim McVeigh was kind of a dunce. He was an agent. He was undercover. He was taking a lot of drugs to try to prove to him that he was one of the good old boys. He was taking a lot of Nazi crystal meth. And that had his mind kind of whirling.
So this is the reason why I guess he started at a later part telling people that he was agent or telling people certain things that weren't supposed to be out.
Right. Well, anyway, he was from a Catholic family. He was a Catholic. It's against the rules to be a Catholic, be a member of the Invisible Empire, and us, the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, he had totally went undercover. There were a lot of people that suspected he was an undercover agent with different organizations and so forth. They kept asking me if he was an undercover agent. I thought that he was, but I didn't want to blow his cover, so I kept telling these people that he was not an undercover agent.
Now, Janie, what else that you feel was very strange that the government didn't never look into? Can you tell us here?
Well, you see, after Terry Nichols' trial was over and I left Denver and came back to Oklahoma City, I was given a name and a phone number, and I was told to call that number because I was going to be interested in what that person had to say. So I called the number. The man ended up being a policeman in a little town right outside of Oklahoma City. And he was also with the Metro Fugitive Squad. And he started talking. He said, now, what if John Doe number two, see, we've been asking about this John Doe number two ever since the bombing. He said, what if John Doe number two was a government agent and he was supposed to have disarmed the bomb? Either he didn't get a chance to, or Timothy McVeigh found out that he had disarmed that bomb and made it active again. When the Ryder truck parked in front of the federal building, there was a sting operation outside there someplace. When the Ryder truck parked in front of the federal building, the people in the sting, the agents with the sting operation didn't get upset, because they thought the bomb had been disarmed, and then the bomb exploded.
And now, do you believe that? Do you believe that's what it really happened?
I think Mr. Peeler already said something almost identical to that.
She's totally correct. We were all lied to. I was lied to and told that the bomb would be built, but that it would be fixed where it would not blow up. You see what I'm saying? But the seismograph reading, if you look at it, it goes blump, blump. There were the Clinton Chronicles, all the mess against Bill and Hillary Rodham Clinton was stored in that building in all the vacant rooms. All the vacant rooms had explosive materials stored in them, had the Whitewater diaries and tapes, all the dirt on the Clinton family. It all went. If you look at the seismograph reading, you see the bomb outside past the street and past the sidewalk goes off, and the secondary explosion is the one that craters the building, blows out the center of the building, kills everyone.
Now, this secondary bomb, too, now this is the thing is really extraordinary about this. There were people that were in the building, and Janie, I want you to talk about this, that came down with cancer. And you lived not too far from there. And tell the people what you noticed from that.
Okay, like I told you earlier, the apartment building that I lived in was less than a block from the federal building. So my building was damaged so bad that we were homeless for 6 months. We had to live in motels and hotels for 6 months. I moved back in my apartment on October 16th, 1995. I got a phone call from Danny Wilkerson. Danny Wilkerson owned a convenience store on the first floor of my apartment building. He said, come down here. I want to tell you something. I went to the store. He said Timothy McVeigh was in the store that morning before the bomb exploded. And I said, he was? He said, yeah. He bought a pack of Marlboro cigarettes in the red and white pack, and he bought two Cokes. Timothy McVeigh has never smoked. Okay, I asked Danny, I said, where was the truck parked? He said, right here in front of the store. I asked him, I said, was there anybody else in the truck? He said, yes. He said, but I got busy in here, and Tim left. When I looked up, the truck was gone. It came back a little later, and it parked on the opposite side of the street, and there was only one person in it then, and that was Timothy McVeigh. Danny was 42 years old. A few months later, Danny got sick, and Danny went to the doctor. Cancer, he had cancer.
Now, the thing, too, on my website, there is a picture of Timothy McVeigh going in the convenience store. He's walking in there. He goes to the counter, purchases something, and walks out. It's on the camera in the building where he went in just before this thing happened. And I have that on my website, which is dnburley.blogspot.com. If you go down on there, there's a picture, a motion picture of him from the camera, security camera, basically showing what Janie is saying is correct. So, therefore, if he went and purchased these Marlboros and the Coca-Cola, and the gentleman came down with cancer, what caused that? We're going to talk more here when we return on RBN and the D.M. Burley Show. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, we're coming up to the end of the first hour of the D.M. Burley Show, and we're here with John Gary Peeler and also Janie Coverdale, and we're talking about Oklahoma City, a nightmare for the people there. Never, ever, ever have I ever heard of a situation that we have no one in the government that is willing to step up to the plate and investigate fully these disasters that have happened, catastrophes that have happened, going all the way back to Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, and also the World Trade Center. There has not been any investigation, no special prosecutor appointed, nothing. And the thing is, folks, I am really astounded that the American population isn't hopping mad about this. Because, I mean, you go to buildings every day to go to work. You get up every morning and you go to a building, and this could happen to you. And these people, you're paying out your taxpaying dollars, are representing us in the government, is policing agencies, government officials, and also people that are in the judicial process. And none of them will lift up gag orders. None of them will investigate. None of them do their job to investigate these things that have been horrifically nightmares to families all over this country. Now, the thing I'm going to bring up again here, folks, too, you have two people here that have been victimized. You might not see John Peeler as being a victim, but he was. He went into a government agency, several of them, in fact, worked for them, thinking that he was doing the right thing for America. He was sitting there working in these agencies undercover, thinking that he was doing the right thing to investigate something, and he was lied to. Lied to. And how many other government agents are lied to? Look at what's going on currently with the issue of the woman that is in court right now in regards to the trial with Scooter Libby and all these other folks that gave up the information of where her agents were overseas because of the situation that they were putting her in her place. In her place, and she worked in a federal agency that was supposed to be involved with investigating crimes that were possible against this country. And the thing is that they were trying to cover that case up and move it out of a venue so nobody would be able to see it or understand what was going on. Why is this happening? I mean, agents' names came out, and a lot of them got killed overseas. Then you have situations right now that our government is in compromised state. A compromised state meaning that anything could happen here, anything, because I don't care how much security they put up, how much x-rays they go through, your shoes, they can take your socks off, they can do whatever they want. But then if there are people, insiders, that are creating venues of terror, then there's nothing at all to stop them. The security system is there to oppose maybe a thought process in our minds that we're protected, but we are not. When somebody has small kids going in the building and the building blows up and there's absolutely no security, we got problems. Now, this is the end of the first hour. We'll be back with our two guests at the beginning of the next hour, which will be in a few minutes after the station break. Call us 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Can we?